We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. The public is paying the bill for convicted criminals in the state's jails to freeze their sperm, while an embarrassed health department has tried to cover up the details. Justice Health, which provides healthcare to prisoners, claimed in a Freedom of Information request from the Daily Telegraph that they did not hold this information. The query was sparked after the release of notorious rapist Mohammed Skaff, who controversially had his sperm stored after undergoing treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2002. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Premier Dominic Perrottet has boldly declared it is time for more personal responsibility as he strives to keep New South Wales firmly open while other jurisdictions stare down the barrel of another Christmas under COVID restrictions. As New South Wales clocked in its highest daily count of 2,566 infections yesterday, Mr. Perrottet doubled down on his stance to not introduce restrictions unless there is evidence to suggest the health care system is buckling under pressure. Despite the rising case numbers, hospital presentations have remained stable at 227, with New South Wales Health Deputy Secretary Susan Pearce revealing the unvaccinated and partially vaccinated remain most likely to end up in need of hospital treatment. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A woman was killed and two others were taken to hospital after a freak storm, some likened to a mini tornado, smashed Sydney's northern beaches on Sunday. The storm cell, which the Bureau of Meteorology said was short-lived, first struck the area about 3 p.m, tearing apart buildings and ripping up trees in suburbs from Forestville to Mona Vale. Authorities said the three women were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time when lightning struck a tree that came crashing down onto them in a car park in Ocean Street, Narrabeen. And in sport, as Marcus Harris's test career slipped onto life support, the reality sunk in that David Warner is destined to be remembered as a Batman who never quite found his Robin. It's on again, if not right now, then soon enough, the search for another opening companion for Warner, who has had 13 partners in his 87 tests for Australia. Warner has done well to forge an exceptional record without having the nourishment of a long-term partner of the Hayden-Langer-Simpson-Lowry variety. The 41 innings he partnered Chris Rogers between 2013 and 15, which averaged 51 runs each, was the closest it got. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.